Daf Gimel. So we got to the top of Daf Gimel, four lines down. The Gemara was talking about which day that the pasuk was implying lechaper lasos, which days a person has to separate for 7 days prior to the actual day. So we concluded it must have been Yom Kippur and Paraduma. The Gemara still nonetheless went to suggest maybe it's some other day, maybe it's one of the regalim. So now we are four lines down. The Gemara says ve'ema atzeres. Maybe it's referring to Shavuos, because last we said it doesn't make sense to separate for 7 days and then have 7 days of celebration of Sukkot or Pesach if the source of everything was to Mishkan, which is 7 days for just 1 day of celebration. So Gemara says, well, Shavuos seems to fit in nicely. It's 7 days of separation for 1 day of celebration. Ve'ema atzeres. The Prishas Shiva Yamim, the Yom Echad. It's 7 days of preparation for 1 day of celebration. So Gemara says, Amar Reb Abba, Danin Par Echad, Va'ayl Echad, Mipar Echad, Va'ayl Echad. The carbon that was brought during the Miluim was one cow and one isle. And that's the same exact thing that was brought for Yom Kippur, which is Par Echad, Va'ayl Echad. La Fuke, to exclude Atzeres, that for Shavuos, the Shnei Ayalim Ninhu. There were two different rams that were brought, so since the carbonos of Atzeres slash Shavuos are different than that of the Mishkan, we can't derive Shavuos from Mishkan. Rather, we derive Yom Kippur from Mishkan, which is the identical of Par Echad Vayel Echad. So Gemara says, even this is only good Hanicha Leman Damar Yom HaKippurim Ayel Echadu. That's only true if you hold that Yom Kippur was actually one ram. El Leman Damar, there is an opinion that holds Shnei Ayalim Ninhu. There are actually two rams that were brought in Yom Kippur, which means that it's not identical. The Karbanos are not identical to that of the Mishkan. So Mike Lememer, what are you going to say if you hold that two rams were brought on Yom Kippur? The Tani, the Brayis explains, where is this machlokas, whether one ram, one aisle, or two ayalim were brought for Yom Kippur? So the Tani, the Gemara quotes a Brayis, that Rebbe Omer, Ayal Echad Hu Omer Kan, that there are two places where Yom Kippur is really discussed. One place, which is Achrimos, which is going to be next week's Parsha. But also in Parsha's Pinchas, all the Karbanos are discussed of, you know, Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, all the Regalim, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. They're all discussed in Parsha's Pinchas, all the various Karbanos. So it says it mentions Ayil in Parsha's Achrimos. It also mentions Ayil in Parsha's Pinchas. So the question is that the same Ayil it's referring to, or there's a two different Ayalim? So the Gemara says it's Machlokas Tanayim. Again, Rebbe Omer, Ayil Echad Hu Amar Kan, the Ayil that's mentioned here in Parsha Achimos, Hu Amar B'chumash Bikudim, that's the one mentioned in Bikudim, which reference to Sefer Bamidbar, namely Parsha's Pincha. So it's one ram. But Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon Omer, Shnei Ayalim Heim, there are two different Ayalim, Echad Hu Amar Kan, one mentioned here in Achimos, and the Echad Hu Amar B'chumash Bikudim in Sefer Bikudim, which is referring to Parsha's Pinchas, the two Ayalim. So we see, according to Rebbe Lazar Shimon, how is he going to explain how Yom Kippur will be derived from the Mishkan if the Mishkan had one ram only and Yom Kippur had two rams? So Gemara explains, Afilu Tema, Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Shimon, Hasam Chad L'Chovas Hayom, V'Chad L'Musafim. They're different. One of them is because of the Chovas Hayom of Yom Kippur itself, and one comes because of Karban Musaf, a separate type of carbon. So really, conceptually, it's one carbon coming for Chovas Hayom, just like the Mishkan, that there's one carbon for the Chovas Hayom. The second ram, that's a different type of a carbon. That's a Karban Musaf. That's not part of the calculation, as opposed to Lafuke Atzeres, as opposed to Shavuos, to Tavayu. Both rams that are brought are the Chovas Hayom Ninu, and therefore conceptually very different than the ram brought for the one ram brought for the Mishkan and can't be learned. Okay, so we established that we can't learn Shavuos from the Mishkan. So Gemara said, well, maybe Ema Rosh Hashanah, the Prishas Shiva Yom Shiva Liom Echad, Rosh Hashanah, which we know is one day of celebration as well, according to the Torah at least. So the din is, we can have 7 days of separation, 7 days of preparation for the one day of Rosh Hashanah. So why don't we learn Rosh Hashanah from the Mishkan? Why do we feel compelled to only learn Yom Kippur, the separation of Yom Kippur from the Milum? So answers the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Abo, Donin Par V'ayil Shelo, Mipar V'ayil Shelo. That we're learning that who is the one who's funding the Karbanos? So in the Mishkan, it came out of pocket from Aaron HaKohen. The Kohen paid for it. It's Par V'ayil Shelo. And so too by Yom Kippur, it says in the Pasuk, Mipar V'ayil Shelo, that the Kohen, Aaron HaKohen, or the Kohen Gadol, whoever is the Kohen Gadol of that time, has to pay out of pocket the cow, the ram. So they're both similar in terms of who's funding the carbon. As opposed to Lafuke, Atzeres, V'Rosh Hashanah, did Tzibur Ninu. The Karbanos brought on Shavuos, the Karbanos brought on Rosh Hashanah, are funded by the Tzibur, and therefore it's different than that of the Mishkan. Hanichas, the Gemara says, okay, so that all makes sense. Hanich L'man Damar, the one who holds, when it says in the Pasuk, Kachlecha Mishecha, when it says you should take for yourself the carbon, that's referring to take the carbon on your own. You should pay out of pocket. So this is referring to Parsha Achrimos. You should pay out of pocket. That makes sense. V'aseilecha, going to Amid Beis now. Aseilecha is referring to the making of the chatzotzos. So they had two chatzotzos, two silver trumpets. So it says v'aseilecha Mishecha, that you have to pay for it. That this all makes sense. You make the drush of Kachlecha means that Aaron pays out of pocket. So it's just like Yom Kippur's out of pocket, so too Mishkan's out of pocket. You can learn one from the next. Elalaman damer, the one who felt Michel Tsibur Maik Lamemar. There is a man damer that even the karbanos of Yom Kippur came out of pocket. I'm sorry, no. Even the karbanos of the Miluim came out of pocket. So it's different than Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur comes out of pocket, but Miluim comes from the Tsibur, so it's not Congress. You can't compare the two cases then. So what are you going to say if you learn that the funding of the karban is different? Miluim is actually more similar to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur comes from the Tzibur, and there's a man damar that the Miluim actually come from the Tzibur as well. So it's more likely to compare to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and not, rather, to Rosh Hashanah Shavuos, and not to Yom Kippur. So Gemara tells us, what's the brisa that we have the machlokis? Who is the one that's funding the karbanos in the Miluim? So the Gemara says, the Tanya. The brisa says, kach lecha mishelcha, that you should take from your own. You should pay out of pocket. Mishelcha, kach lecha, v'aseh lecha, Mishacha, you should pay for the money of the chatzotos. V'yichwei lecha, when it says v'yichwei lecha, in a different context, that's referring to the tzibur. So Gemara says matam lomar kach lecha. So it says v'yika. Sorry, I lost the place here. 1 second. Again, let's try that again. The Tanya. The pasuk says kach lecha mishacha. You should pay out of pocket. Asay lecha mishacha. You should pay for the chatzotos. When it says v'yichwei lecha mishel tzibur, that refers to that the tzibur should pay for this. Divrei Rabbi Yoshe. So v'yichol lecha by miluim implies that the tzibur needs to pay for this. But Rabbi Yonis on Omer, bein kach lecha, bein v'yichol lecha, mishal tzibur. Both of them hold all the mentionings of lecha always refers to the tzibur. So ma tamal omer kach lecha. So why does it say kach lecha sound like in the singular that you should pay out of pocket? It's k'v'yachol mishalcha nirotza yosef mishalem. It's k'v'yachol. It's not meant to be taken literally. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, rather, Aaron's carbon more so than the Tzibor's carbon, but Lamaisa is accepting the Tzibor's carbon. So we see there's a machlokas between the Tanakhama, between Rabbi Yoshi and Rabbi Yonasan, when it says kachlecha. Does that kachlecha mean mishelcha, that Aaron pays for it, or do we say mishel Tzibor comes from the Tzibor? So again, if you say the miluim is a kachlecha means mishelcha, that Aaron pays for this, so this is very similar to Yom Kippur, which is also out of pocket of the Kohen Gadol, so the two are comparable. You could derive Yom Kippur from miluim, but if you hold like Rabbi Yonasan, that the miluim came from the Tzibor, so then it's very different than Yom Kippur, which comes from the Yachid. So how are you going to learn Yom Kippur from Miluim if they're very different? So Gemara says, just finishing off the Braisa before getting to the answer, Abba Chanan Amar, Mishum Rabbi Eliezer, Kosev Echad Omer, one pasuk says, Va'asis lecha Aron Eitz, you should make, in the singular, you should make the Aron. The Kosev Echad Omer, Va'asu Aron Atashitim, that they should make it. So who's building the Aron? Is it one person or many people? Ha'ketad, Kan bismanchi yisrael osin ritzono shemakum. When we're doing what we should be doing, so then it's v'asu. It's as if we all built the aron, as Rashi says, nikres ha'avoda al shemam. We are our name is given to the avoda. But kan bismanchi enos in ritzono shemakum. When we're not following what we should be doing, so then it's considered as if a singular person is doing it, but the tzibur is not included in the avoda. So this is a parenthetical point. Our question is again this Indian of who's funding the tzibur, who's funding the carbon of the miluim? Will it serve as a model for Yom Kippur, or will it not serve as a model for Yom Kippur? And so the Gemara answers, ad kan lo pligi ela bekichos de alma v'asios de alma. The whole machlokas is when the word kicha and al-asiyah is used in general. Kichos de alma, it says kach lecha, samim, asiyos de alma, it says asay lecha, sheichatos kesef. So in general, they have machlokas where lecha means liyachid, or means bitzibur. But we're not concerned with what's taking place in general. We're not concerned with, right now, making of the Ketores and making of the Chatzotos. Our concern is Yom Kippur and the Miluim. So Gemara said, Hanuch, these two cases, Miluim and Yom Kippur, there's no Shaila. Everybody agrees that Miluim and Yom Kippur come from the Yachid, and they're therefore comparable. Hanuch, those, Prusha Kamifarish, it's explained in the Pasuk that it comes Mishel Chahu. How do we see? It says by the miluim, veil bnei yisrael tadaber lemor kichu sirizim lechatas. So take a sirizim, take a goat, and then it says vayomer aron kach lecha egel ben bakar lechatas. Lamali, why does it repeat again? You should take a chatas. Shema mina kach lecha. He has to specify to Aaron kach lecha, that you should take it, you should pay it out of pocket, and no one contests that, and therefore we see that milum, everybody agrees, milum came out of pocket from Aaron. B'yom makipurim, michti, ksiv, it says, b'zos yavo Aaron al-kodesh, b'far ben bakar l'chatas, it tells us what the karbanos have to be brought. And then he repeats it again in the pasuk, u'me'es adas b'nei sel, yikach shnei siri izim, l'chatas, v'hikri v'esapar v'hachatas asher lo. So why did you repeat again the karbanos that need to be brought, emphasizing the word lo, his, lamali, shma mina haylo mishalohu. So there's a special gzerser kasev that both miluim and Yom Kippur come out of pocket from Aaron HaKohen. And since it comes from the Yachid, you could compare the cases, learn Yom Kippur from miluim, and we don't learn Rosh Hashanah or Shavuos from miluim, because both Rosh Hashanah and Shavuos come from the Tzibur. So that ends pretty much the whole conversation. Now the Gemara brings a couple more, two more answers here. Gemara now says, Rav Ashi Amar, Dunin parlachatas v'ayla ola, parlachatas v'ayla ola. So granted we have a cow and a ola, we said on Amun Aleph, we had two different karbanos, a par and an ayl. So Rosh Hashanah and Atzeres also had a par and an ayl. So Gemara says, but fundamentally, they're very different karbanos. When it comes to miluim, the par was a chatas, and the ayl was an ola. So to Yom Kippur, the par is a chatas, and the ayl is an ola. Lafuke, to the exclusion of Rosh Hashanah, v'atzeres, d'tervayu, both the par and the ayl, olos, they're both karbon olos, and therefore not comparable to that of miluim. That's Rav Ashi's reason why we don't learn Rosh Hashanah or Shavuos from miluim. And Ravina, finally, he says, Ravina amar, donin avoda b'koin gadol, me'avoda b'koin gadol, lafuke kula kushyason de lav avoda b'koin gadol ninu. We're going to learn miluim. Who is doing the miluim? It was Aaron HaKohen, the Kohen Gadol. Who does the avodah Yom HaKippurim? Kohen Gadol. So we see that they're very comparable, as opposed to Rosh Hashanah and Shavuos, where Kohen Gadol does not need to do the avodah. It can be done by any Kohen Hedyot, and therefore we do not learn the Rosh Hashanah and Shavuos from miluim, which is done by the Kohen Gadol. And then Ikadami, others say, Amar Ravina, Ravina suggests, Danin avodah tchila, me avodah tchila, la fukihane de lav tchila ninu. So we'll see what that means in just a moment, but literally means we learn an avodah from the beginning, from another avodah from the beginning, as opposed to Rosh Hashanah Shavuos, which is not an avodah of the tchila. So what does it mean, my tchila? Ilema tchila b'kohen gadol. If it means that it must be done first by kohen gadol, hainu kamaisa. That was the first ikadami ravina, that it's a kohen gadol. So it's not, can't be saying the same thing, just in a different words. So what does it mean, avodah tchila? El avodah tchila b'makom, be'avodah tchila b'makom. In a place where the avodah was first done in that makom, as opposed to other places. So I'll explain outside, and then we'll look at Rashi. The Mishkan, Milum, was the first time any avodah was done in the Mishkan. That was the first time that avodah, when that makom was done. Yom Kippur is the first time you're using the Kodesh Kodashim. As opposed to Rosh Hashanah Shavuos, by the time the Mishkan started, and they served in the Mishkan many times, Rosh Hashanah Shavuos was not the first time they were entering into that makom. So let's look at Rashi to make that a little bit clear. Rashi points out, halfway down the Rashis, he says, Tchila b'makom. He says, Yom HaKippurim yeshlo avoda lifnai lifnim, shebiyom HaKippurim harishon harishat tchila b'makom. Yom Kippur was the first time that anybody entered into the Kodesh Kodashim. Shekodim lachen, before the Yom Kippur, lo nichnas adam sham l'avoda. Nobody else entered into that place of the avoda. V'yom shmini l'milum, ha'isa avoda tchila b'mizbeach achiton. This is the first time that the outer mizbeach was ever used. So just like the Mishkan was the inauguration, the initiation of that makom of the mizbeach, so to Yom Kippur is an inauguration of that makom of the Kodesh Kodashim. Now one could say in theory, maybe this is only referring to the very first Yom Kippur that ever took place. I didn't see anyone suggest to talk about this, but just maybe just a thought, maybe each year it's the first time that this Kodesh Kodashim is being used, so therefore it's a new initiation of that makom each and every year, and therefore it can be learned directly from the Mishkan. So now Rashi asks an interesting question. He says, wait a second. Vim b'shvil shashimei Moshe kol shivas yimei amulim. Moshe, the Gemara tells us, was a quasi kohen gadol. So he was doing the avoda for 7 days of preparation. Aaron didn't do it until the 8th day, but 7 days he certainly did the avoda. So the 8th day wasn't the first time the avoda was done by the kohen gadol. So he says, "Ein kri avoda eta avodas kohanim." So the avoda of Moshe Benu, that's not called an avoda relative to an avoda performed by the kohanim. Shubel vush big de kuna v'shem Moshe b'chalak lav, and Moshe wore a nice white robe. Shlahuch shar ela l'sha. It was only for 7 days he did the avoda. It was very temporary. It wasn't a real avoda. I did kohanim, but when Aaron did the avoda with the big de kuna and the shem kuna, that was a real avoda, and therefore we could ignore the fact that Aaron Moshe did avoda for the first 7 days. So the very first time avoda was done in that makom was on the 8th day of this celebration. So now the Gemara says as follows. Ki also, last five narrow lines of the Amud, ki also Rav Dimi. When Rav Dimi came back from Eretz Israel, he reported, oftentimes we see this throughout Shas, he always reported from Rabbi Yochanan. He quoted from Rabbi Yochanan as follows. That Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Masni Chada, he only learned one. We'll see what that means in just a second. And Rabbi Shub and Levi, Masni Tarti, he learned two. Rabbi Yochanan, Masni Chada, he learned one. Lasos Lachaper, what do the words teach us? Elu Yom HaKippur. That the word Lasos Lachaper only taught us one case requires Shivas Yimei Prisha, but not Paraduma. He only learned one din, but not by Paraduma. Rabbi Shub and Levi, Masni Tarti, he felt that there were two drushes, as we've been learning up until now. Lasos Elu Masa Para. L'chaper elu masi makipurim. So Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan am masi chada. Rabbi Yochanan goes against our whole shakla tire here. We've learned two dinim, so he ignores it. How could that be? Don't we have a mishum aseches parah that we saw here on that base? That tnan shivas yamim kodem yamakipurim v'shivas yamim kodem shayfas apara. So we see that there are two mishas teaching us that both of these halachas require shivas yamei free prisha. So how could he ignore the mishnah and maseches parah? So Gemara says, Mala Ba'alma, the separation of the Paraduma was not a real fundamental requirement. It was a Mala Ba'alma, it was an extra level of Chumrah, just like we wanted to counter the fact that we allowed a Tivul Yom to perform the Voda of Paraduma, so we had to counterbalance that with all these Chumrahs. So one of these Chumrahs is the Shivas Yimei Prisha before him, but Mikra Din, you really don't need the Shivas Yimei Prisha before Paraduma. That's the understanding of Rabbi Yochanan. But Vaha Amrev Min Yumi Bar Chilkia, Amr Mechasya Bar Idi Amr Rabbi Yochanan. Doesn't Rabbi Yochanan himself say, "Kasher also b'yom hazet tziva Hashem lasos lechaper lechem lasos elu ma'ase para lechaper elu ma'ase yom kippurim"? So clearly, Rabbi Yochanan does learn two different drushas. How could that be? One time he says only one drusha by Yom Kippur. Another time we quote him saying that you have two separations, Paraduma and Yom Kippur. So Gemara says, "Ahu, that one, the Rabbi, that was his Rebbe, the Chiyasa Rabban. When Rabban came back, Rabban also came back from Eretz Yisrael, and he also always quoted from Rabbi Yochanan. Rabban and Rav Dimi both do this. So Chiyasa Rabban, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Yishmael. This Rabbi Yochanan quoting from his Rebbe, Rabbi Yishmael, Lasos Eilu Ma'ase Para, Lechaper Eilu Ma'ase Makipurim. Rabbi Yochanan himself only Masnichada. He only felt, he only understood that Yom Kippur required Shuvas Mei Prisha. He did have from his Rebbe, Rabbi Yishmael, who Masnitarti, he learned too, consistent with Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Fine. So now the Gemara quotes Reish Lakish. Am Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, the Rebbe Yochanan, Mehecha Kayalfus Lei Mimilur. So Reish Lakish turns to his brother-in-law, to his chavrusa, to Rabbi Yochanan. He says, from where do you learn the lach of Shivas Mei Prisha of Yom Kippur? You learn this from Milum. So if you're really learning from Miluim, there's a concept we'll learn more about later on in the parak. Ima Miluim, just like Miluim, Kalakasa Behem, Maki Behem, every single detail mentioned by the preparations of the Mishkan, if you're missing even one detail, it was Ma'akev of the entire preparation. So every detail was necessary, it was Ma'akev. So if that's the truth, Sa'af Hachanami, so too by Yom Kippur. If Yom Kippur is learning the seven days of Prisha, is being derived from the Shivas Yimei Miluim, so af hach here as well, nami, kol akasa behem, ma'akeh behem, every single detail is ma'akeh if it's not present. So now, he's going to prove in just a moment, there's a certain detail of Yom Kippur that will be lacking, and it's not ma'akeh. So clearly we don't learn from Miluim. What's that case? If you're going to tell me in a chanami, every single detail is necessary for the Shivas Yimei Miluim, Shivas Yimei Prisha of Yom Kippur, if that's really true. But Hatran, the Mishnah tells us, Umaskina lo koin acher v'lo katani mafrishim. We said in the first Mishnah that you have a backup koin in case the koin gadol gets puzzled. So now that koin gadol, do we separate that koin gadol, the backup koin gadol? Do we make him separate for 7 days? The simple reading of the Mishnah was the koin gadol himself separates for 7 days. We designate to Shimon as a backup in case something happens. We don't tell Shimon to go to the Lishchas Parhedrin for 7 days. He doesn't have Prisha. So if you're telling me every detail of Yom Kippur is necessary, so then we should also make the backup Kohen Gadol separate 7 days in case the Kohen Gadol becomes Pasul and he needs to replace him. He experienced the 7 days of Prisha. But it doesn't say, it only says mismaskinim, we set him aside, velokatani mafrishim, we don't make him separate for 7 days. And if you're going to tell me v'chitema, my maskinim, what does maskinim mean? It means mafrishim. When we say set aside, we mean set him aside and have him separate for 7 days. The problem with that is, listenei o idi v'idi maskinim, o idi v'idi mafrishim. The Mishnah should have been consistent, because the Mishnah had said, we're mafrishim the Kohen Gadol. But then it says maskinan a Kohen Tachtav. So the Mishnah should have said, both cases either maskinan and maskinan, or both cases mafrishim and mafrishim. From the fact the Mishnah said mafrishim by the Kohen Gadol and maskinan by the Kohen Acher, clearly indicates that Maskinen is not Mafrishim, so we don't separate him. So therefore, Reish Lakish disproves Rabbi Yochanan, saying you cannot derive from Milum, because had you learned from Milum, every detail would be Ma'akev, and clearly the Hafrasha is not Ma'akev. So that's the case. So now Rabbi Yochanan turns to Reish Lakish and says, okay, very good question. So Amr Lei, Elamar Mehecha Yalafle. So where do you learn from? What is your basis? He asks Reish Lakish. And he says, Amar, Misina, I learn from Sinai. Dichseva, Vayishkon Kvod Hashem al Har Sinai, that the Shechina, the presence, the honor of Hashem, rested on the Sinai, Har Sinai. Vayichaseu Ha'anon Shesh Yamim, and it covered for 6 days. Vayikra Moshe, he called the Moshe B'yom HaShvi, on the seventh day. So, Gemara says, Michli, let's understand this for a second. Ksiv Vayikra Moshe B'yom HaShvi, if he called Moshe on the seventh day, that implied that there were 6 days of preparation. So why does the Torah have to tell me, my Shesh Yamim? Zeb Bona'av, it's a teaching us a rule. Shal kol anichnas b'machan eshchina, ton prishas shisha. We'll get to seven in just a second. But any time you enter into the Shechina, whether that's Har Sinai, whether it's the Mishkan, whether it's Beis HaMikdash, you require 6 days of separation, 6 days of preparation prior. So before we get to the obvious question in just a second, the Gvuras Ari, the Shagas Ari's commentary on the Yuma is called Gvuras Ari, he points out the following nafkamina. Up until now, we learned from Milum as the source and basis for the Shivas Yimei Prisha of Yom Kippur. Now, Reish Lakish is saying we're learning from Har Sinai. So what's the Nafkamina, what the source is? He says the Nafkamina is which type of Lishka, where, with this location, wherever the Kohen Gadol goes for 7 days, does that place have to be B'makom Kodesh or B'makom Chol? If you're learning from the Mishkan Milum, the Milum that Aaron was separated for 7 days in the Mishkan, you need to have a Makom Kodesh. If you're learning from Sinai, there's no Makom Kodesh there. You could even be separated Makom Chol. So he raised the question, where was this Lishchas Parhedrin? Was it Makom Kodesh, but Makom Chol? That's, but he points out on Amun Al, we saw in Daf Beis, we had this very machlokas when it came to the 7 days of preparation for the Paraduma. They were separated to a place called Bira. What was Bira? So we had there machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan felt Bira was Makom Harbayis, and Reish Lakish says it was Makom HaMikdash. So Reish Lakish felt he was separated to a place in the Mikdash, a place that was Kodesh. Rabbi Yochanan says Harbayis is not a Makom Kodesh. So that machlokas by Paraduma, he said, could also be machlokas by Yom HaKippurim, where exactly will the Lishchas Parhedrin was, and that might be based on if it's learned from Miluim, or if it's learned from the Har Sinai. Either way, the obvious question the Gemara asks in the very last line of Gim Amud Beis, the Gemara here is saying that we learned 6 days of separation from Har Sinai, but we clearly learned V'ha Anan Shiva Tanan. Our Mishnah says you need to separate for 7 days. So the Sinai doesn't seem to be a good model. So the Gemara answers that Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, it must be the opinion of Yehuda ben Beseira, he's concerned of going on to Daf Dal now, Lutumas Beisa. What's Tumas Beisa? So he says Tumas Beisa, the very top Rashi, Shema imizokek liishto, let's say he was with his wife, Vitira dam bishas bia, and let's say they had bia, and she was so dam at the time, they didn't, assuming they didn't do it willingly, but they noticed dam right afterwards. So now the din is, nimsa tame shivas yamim kimishbat boel nida. This is parsha, actually. The din is, if a person is boel nida, so just like in nida herself, she's tame 7 days, the boel, the husband himself, is also tame 7 days. He would not be able to do Yom Kippur. So therefore, even though Har Sinai was only 6 days, when we apply it practically to Yom Kippur, we need to add an extra day in case there's a second concern of boel nida. So we're learning two dinim here, really. One is 6 days is from Har Sinai, and a separate concern of a seventh day of perhaps he was boel nida to make sure that he's not tame for Yom HaKippur. So let's quickly recap. We start off the daf talking about maybe we could learn the 7 days of separation to one day of Yom Tif to Atzeres, and we said it can't be because they have different karbanos. We have a par echad va'ayel echad as opposed to Shavuos, which is a tu'ayalam. We said, wait a second, even Yom Kippur could be tu'ayalam. And Gemara says, no, the two rams of Yom Kippur, one's for Chovas Yom, one's for Chovas Musaf, as opposed to Rashan Yom Kippur of Rashan Atzeres, both of them are Shneim, are both for Olos. Then the Gemara said, maybe you could apply it to Rosh Hashanah. And the Gemara says, no, because depending who funds it. The Gemara says that by the Mishkan, it was funded by Aaron. Yom Kippur was also funded by Aaron, as opposed to Rosh Hashanah, was funded by the Tzibur. So Rosh Hashanah is not a good limud from the Miluim. And the Gemara, according to Machlokas, whether in general, who funds the various Shnei Chatzotzos and the Kedaras, is it Mishal Tzibur, Mishal Yachid? The Gemara says, even though in general, there's Machlokas who's funding it, when it comes to Miluim, when it came to Yom Kippur, everybody agrees, because the Gzeiras HaKasev, it certainly came out of pocket from the Kohen Gadol. And then we had, the Gemara says, that Rav Ashi said, the par was a chatas, so I was an ola, as opposed to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, both of them were olos. Ravina says, no, it's we're comparing an avod of Kohen Gadol of Miluim to avod of Kohen Gadol of Yom Kippur, as opposed to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah Atzeres rather, which which is a Kohen Hedyo. And then the other suggestion was Tchilas Makom, the first time using the Kodesh Kodashim, the first time using the Mishkan, and that's why you can learn Yom Kippur from that of Milum. And then finally we had the Machlokes of Yochanan of Rabbi Shimon Levi. Yochanan only learned by Kohen Gadol, requires 7 days of separation, but he did not learn by Paraduma. That was simply a Mala Ba'alma. That was Machlokes. Others said no, we learned both. Then finally Rish Lakish said, he argued and he had a very good question on Milum as a model, which seemed to pose an issue because everything should be Ma'akev, and even the backup Kohen should require 7 days of separation, but he doesn't. So he ended up learning from the Sinai 6 days plus a 7th day, Chashash of Tumas Beza. Okay, everybody have a wonderful day.